Craig, welcome back to the Jules Donegal International Rally. I'm down here at service at the Clannery Hotel, the cruise still coming in. Joined by a number of local drivers, Adrian McElhinney, who's along with Paddy Gorman in their escort, Mark II. Adrian, how has this morning gone for you?
It's going all right. We had a few problems this morning just with the car heating, but we found the problem there now. We're just in service here now, so the boys have it sorted. So, not for tar now.
Tell us about the first three stages. Any highlights? Any scares?
Nothing really. If you're not having a scare, you're not really going hard enough. So we're scaring ourselves all the time, but sure, that's part of the game. Like, a bit of crack and sure, I slide about.
Now, of course, long way to go. It's a long rally. Nobody wants to go off on day one. So taking it a little bit easy, getting used to things.
Yeah, with the temperature going up, we had to kind of go a little bit slower. But we'll take a tear now this season. Have a bit of fun out of it. Like, we're enjoying ourselves now, no matter what happens.
Great, thank you very much. Adrian McElhinney there, who along with Paddy Gorman is in their escort Mark II there in class 13. Let's see who else we can just get a quick word with here as we are in service. Gary McElhinney, who's along with Charlie Charleston, also in this Mark in escort Mark II class 13. I'll just get a quick word, if I can, with Gary, who's at the car here. Gary, we're on Highland Radio. How has this morning gone for you?
Difficult so far. We had a problem the first stage there with the bottom ball joint broke, so we're just trying to get it back together here now and get out on the second loop again. We're good ones for the first three quarters of the stage, but towards the end, then we're just going down like a bumpy straight, and the bottom ball joint just seemed to break. We didn't hit anything, but it just seemed to break, so all we can do, we're trying to start right here now.
And of course, great competition amongst the escorts.
Well, the escort thing's serious. Donegal, it just seems to raise like two or three bars up every time. Last year was just crazy. Now it seems to be same again.
So what's the plan for the second loops?
The second loop, we get out here now and get our fix and get her going. We're going to get a couple of bad tyres on the back of it here, and we're going to go out and slide about and have the best crack we have.
Great. Thanks a million. That was Gary McElhinney there. And we'll just get one more person here down at the service in the back of the Clannery Hotel, a man no stranger to rally fans. That's Robbie People, who's been around in quite a few rallies over the years. Robbie, here you are. We're live on Highland Radio. How's it going this morning and this afternoon?
It's going good. We also had a good first stage, which was the first thing in 30 years.
And any secrets?
No, I give up. I used to get all nervous a week beforehand, but actually sick. Now I've got older, I don't even get nervous anymore. So.
And what about the three stages? How did you find them?
That first one was good, you know. Second one should have been good, but it wasn't that great. And the third one was okay. So not happy enough with three was here, and that's the main one, you know.
Okay, thanks a million, Robbie People, sir. Another one of the Escort Mark II drivers. So that's a snapshot of things down here at the service here on the Donegal International Rally. Donegal leading after stage three, along with Kevin Flanagan. And pretty much as expected, that battle with Gary Jennings, Rory Kennedy, and Declan Boyle and Brian Boyle, the top three, not a huge amount in things. Of course, a long, long way to go. And we'll be back with more coverage from Oisín and myself.